Fresh from their latest Planet America podcast, Chaz Licciardello and Dr. Dave Smith from the US Studies Center were with me to unpack some of the vagaries of the US presidential cliffhanger. I asked Chaz whether, with all his lawsuits running amok, President Donald Trump would actually vacate the White House.
Look, those cases are not going to last 2 months. They are not very good legal cases. They're going to end pretty soon. And I would say, if Donald Trump doesn't want to leave in 2 months, I have the perfect solution. And that is, Joe Biden's going to move in. I don't think Donald Trump's going to want to stay there.
What he's doing, though, is he's delegitimizing the election result in the eyes of his supporters. And that is really worrying, especially because there are other prominent Republicans who are either going along with him or refusing to condemn anything. And that is just a terrible way to start a new presidency, with millions of people believing that Donald Trump didn't really lose the presidency.
There's a lot of swing states, and Chaz, we were talking a bit earlier about how you thought once Arizona went, then it was all going to go Biden's way. You also, I think, in some of your broadcasts, mentioned that we should look at Iowa. What happened to Iowa?
Oh, look, I think I was talking about Iowa as a Senate seat, potentially, rather than as a presidential seat. I never thought that there was any chance that Biden was going to win Iowa, but I thought that the Democrats maybe had a sneaky chance of getting rid of Joni Ernst, who's the Iowa Senate there, who isn't really very good. But I was pretty wrong about that, because in the end, she got pretty much the same result as Trump did. And that's actually the lesson, I think, of one of the lessons of this election. People aren't splitting tickets anymore. If they vote for a Republican for president, they vote for a Republican for Senate, and vice versa for Democrats.
But aren't we basically going to have a Republican Senate, Dr. Dave?
Well, unless Democrats can win both races in a runoff in Georgia, which is going to be very difficult, because usually elections that aren't presidential elections have an even more Republican tilt in Georgia.
Well, I had a bit of a dive into Georgia just before I came down, and I had a look at Brantley County. Over 90% for Donald Trump. How do you get these huge differences where you have one county is really strongly for one candidate, and then you go 10 minutes one other way and they're like 65% for Biden?
Well,
it's a patchwork, isn't it?
Yeah, there's more than 100 counties in Georgia, and there are actually historical reasons for that. The way that politics was gerrymandered there to give essentially more strength to rural counties historically. So you can get these huge differences between predominantly white rural counties or rural counties with a lot of African Americans. And one of the things that we see about these crucial swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, is that they've all got these mixes of urban and rural.
Yes, you can see that. There's the blue cities and the red surrounds, isn't there?
Yeah.
And Chaz, we were talking a bit earlier about the votes that are still to come in. There's a lot to come in. You know, why did Democrats put us through this? That, you know, they're so slow. It starts off really slow and bad. You know, we talk about Michigan being 10 points down. I mean, it's, you know, heartrending, isn't it? The horror.
It certainly is. Look, there are two reasons for what you're describing. One is that in the case of, in particular, Michigan and Pennsylvania, what was happening there was deliberate sabotage on the base on the behalf of the Republican legislatures in Michigan and Pennsylvania. A lot of places were going to have many more mail-in votes. Everyone knew that. And so a lot of states, almost all states, moved their processing dates of when they were going to process all those mail-in ballots to a few weeks earlier. So they intentionally created a situation where there'd be a delay. Why did they do that? They did that because it appeared to be the strategy of Donald Trump to whinge about a lengthy election where everyone had to wait for ages and they couldn't just get the results straight away. So it played out pretty much like he wanted it to play out. That's the first answer. But the second answer is, the truth is, even when those states are finished, there's also states like California, Oregon, which take a little bit more time. That's just because they've just developed systems over time. Sometimes it's about mail-in votes. Sometimes it's just about having slow counters where they just take forever. And it's really annoying.
Generally, no one cares because they're either deep blue or deep red.
Yeah,
states that get they get called before a single vote's being counted.
Yeah, that's true.
Dr. Dave Smith from the US Studies Center and Chaz Licciardello from the Planet America podcast with me there.